But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yes. The sweet sounds of a quiz show, Donnie. Could be a little traumatic for you after the way the last one went. You were on a roll.
I was. I was on a run.
You were down 4-1 in the quiz show in games one, and you came back to tie it. You were pulling names out like Jordan Todd last week.
Jordan Todman.
Todman, yeah. I got him confused with Richard Todd, the old Jets quarterback. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's a power hour here. The 1 o'clock hour before Steelers Ravens, we're at Studio B. Bowser Chevy in Monroeville having the time of our lives. Donnie has just eaten his lunch. He seems to be pumped for the quiz show. First,
he's about to eat your lunch with this quiz show, huh?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Although it depends on if you go back to the 70s, I'm in here, Sean. But there's an inner office squabble happening right now. Apparently, City Limits, who was out at the game last night in Florida, Penn State, Notre Dame, didn't want to hear any of Pony's taunts and blocked him on Twitter or blocked his text, blocked his calls. Donnie,
it sounds like the way that Sean described it during break, he blocked his number.
Wow, is that right, Sean? He blocked his phone number?
That's the rumor. Now, I texted City Limits last night, and he responded. I think he said, "You're the only person I'm responding to." So he might have been getting swamped with some people that were
Donnie, you took a shot at him.
Joe, you know what I had the thought of doing last night? Not
what?
Me texting him. I was going to text you to text him, just Limits.
Right.
After that field goal went in.
Right. You taunted him with one. You said something like, "I haven't heard from you," or something like that, didn't you? With a text this morning?
I don't think I said that.
No? What about when I put through the picks out there? I thought I threw today's picks out there.
You sent them just to me.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I said, you have to send this to Limits.
Okay. I thought that was your shot. Well,
no.
I'll send the photo of that to him just as a little shot. Where is he? He's got to join us for the picks.
He might be on a plane right now.
Well, he should have bought the internet on the plane. All right, Donnie, here
like
we go.
You.
Yeah, like me. Get charged three times for it. You against me against you, Donnie. One-on-one, mano a mano. Let's go.
Are you the first? You're up first here? You won last week?
Yes, I am. Of course, it's the playoffs.
Okay, so I will preface this. I hope that these are fair in terms of their difficulty. I don't really know if they're easy.
No worries, Sean. Don't worry about it. Everything's good. We have to deal with the circumstances. It's like weather conditions in a football game. Whatever the questions are, we got to get them right.
Okay. So, Joe, you're up first?
Yeah.
So, we are going – I went with the theme of the first five questions are all seasons where one of these teams went to a Super Bowl.
Okay.
So, we begin with the 2008 season – Ravens at Steelers. This was actually in January of 2009. It was the January 18th game. Steelers won 23-14.
Yeah.
You might remember that. So let's think of the Baltimore side of things on offense. A running back, no surprise, led the Ravens in rushing yards. You would expect that. Another running back, a different player, led them in receiving yards in that game. Can you name the player who led them in rushing and the player who led them in receiving who was also a running back?
Ray Rice. Was Ray Rice there then? I'll say Ray Rice and I don't remember the other guy. I quit. Donnie?
I have a pretty good feeling of one of them. I believe Willis McGahee.
Willis McGahee,
would have been
of
one
course.
Of them. And was it LaRon McClain?
Okay, so first off, neither one of you have gotten this completely correct. So how do we adjudicate this? Do you want me to tell you the answer at this point?
Did either one of us get one right?
Yes.
Who?
But you do have to specify, well, neither one of you specified who led in rushing and who led in receiving.
McGahee led in rushing.
That is correct.
Give Donnie the point.
Donnie, you get the point.
Alrighty.
Congrats, Donnie. You're off to a good start.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, so keeping in the theme of Super Bowl seasons, the 2005 season, Steelers at Ravens, they played on November 20th, 2005. Baltimore won this one in overtime, 16-13. Donnie, do you remember this game?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay, so there were only two total touchdowns scored in the game. Tommy Maddox threw one of them for the Steelers in the fourth quarter to tie the game. Who was on the receiving end of that touchdown?
2005 Steelers. I'm just going to go with Heath Miller.
That is incorrect.
Cedric Wilson.
That is incorrect.
Was it Hines? Hines Ward?
Do I give you the answer at this point, or do we keep...
No, we keep going until somebody gets it.
It was not Hines Ward.
Antoine Randall-L.
It was not Antoine Randall-L.
Donnie?
Willie Parker.
It was fast Willie Parker with the touchdown reception.
Son of a Boris Yeltsin. All right, Donnie's up 2-0. Next.
All right, Joe, you got this one. 2010 season, of course, that's the Super Bowl the Steelers did not win. Mm-hmm. Ravens at Steelers. This was a playoff game, divisional round. It was January 15th, 2011. The Steelers,
yes, I remember. I was in Buffalo watching with my dad and my sister.
They won 31-24. James Harrison had a terrific game, right? We remember his three sacks.
Yeah.
He did not lead the Steelers in tackles, however. Who did?
The Farrier Pigeon, James Farrier.
That is incorrect.
I hate you. No, actually, I like you. I usually say that to limits. It's just a natural reaction when I'm angry.
How about Lawrence Timmons?
Donnie is correct.
Oh, come on. Come on.
You want to guess how many tackles?
No.
I'll go 11.
9.
All right, it's 3-0, Donnie. If he gets the next one, he clinches before we ever get to the big round.
And then it'll just be for fun.
Yeah.
For pride.
But I've been known to make dramatic comebacks, Donnie.
All right, Donnie, 2000 season. Of course, this led to a Ravens championship. Steelers at Ravens. They played.
What year?
2000.
Okay, yeah.
This was October 29th of 2000, and the Steelers actually won this game. They handed Baltimore one of their losses that season. It was a low-scoring affair, 9-6. So Hines Ward had the Steelers touchdown from Cordell Stewart. However, the PAT was failed. Who kicked the winning field goal for the Steelers in the third quarter that gave them that ultimately the 9-6 victory?
2000. I'm going to say Chris Brown.
Donnie, that is correct. A 24-yarder for Chris Brown proved the difference.
You get 3 points off of Chris Brown's toe.
But you only get one for that question. It's 4-0, so I need to get a question right here or I'm done.
All right, we'll go pretty recent, Joe, relatively talking. The 2012 season.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers at Ravens. Of course, this was a Super Bowl season for Baltimore. The team
played. This is unbelievable. He's picking obscure Ravens Steelers games,
Donnie. What do you
mean? These are obscure games.
No,
I thought
Steelers,
we were going
Ravens
in their playoff history
obscure here.
I'm sorry, I'm just angry.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
They played December 2nd, 2012. The Steelers won by a field goal, 23-20. Two Steelers running backs combined for just about every carry in the game. They had 25 carries, just shy of 100 yards, and a touchdown. Can you name the dubious duo of Steelers running backs in that game?
2012.
Yes.
2012. Jonathan Dwyer and Isaac Redman.
That is absolutely correct, Joe.
Thank you.
Red
now
Zone
I'm back
Redman.
In the game. Here we go, Donnie. Once again, I've done this. Are we down to the final question, Sean?
So we have one more regular, and then you do the
oh, all right. Then this is important because
yes.
Donnie can clinch here.
This is all question right. number six. Now, I will preface, if you guys hate this question, I do have a standby one. Okay?
Yeah. Who goes first here, me or him?
Me.
Okay. Well, this is not good. All right.
The Ravens moved to Baltimore, of course, for the 1996 season.
Yeah.
They are currently in M&T Bank Stadium, which has changed names quite a bit. That was 1998 when they moved into that venue, meaning that they played somewhere else for the first 2 years. Where did they play in 96 and 97?
Crap. The way Joe just looked at me, he absolutely knows the answer. I don't. I gotta go with like some old school name, like Municipal Stadium or something.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Memorial Stadium.
Yes, the Baltimore Memorial
Stadium.
Here we go.
Okay.
I don't know how I do this, Sean. My team was demoralized. We were walking off the field and the game was done. And it takes one little spark, one little play, and we're down to the final play of the game.
You could pull a Lamar Jackson here and win this one at the buzzer if your vision is correct.
All right. This is sort of, I get the right of first refusal here. All right, do this. Let's go.
Okay. So this is a game where you predict how many you can get correctly, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So from what I saw, 30 players have played in a game, both for the Steelers and Ravens, not just on the roster, but had to have played in a game. Half of those, meaning 15 of the 30, were defensive players primarily. How many of those players who played for both the Steelers and Ravens defensively can you name out of 15?
Since 96.
Yeah, since it's actually the Baltimore Ravens.
We're going to have to put a time limit on our answers here.
Mm-hmm.
So each one you get like 5 seconds, okay? How many of those 15 can I name? I can name 7.
I'm going to say go for it.
Oh, you son of a Boris Helton.
You get way more than 5 seconds.
I thought I was going to trick Donnie into saying I can name 8, and I couldn't do it.
I'm going to call your bluff, Joe.
Wow. All right, let's go. You ready? Limit? Sean?
Sure.
Okay. The stiff that came in here, Wormley.
That's 1.
Patrick Queen.
2.
Now I'm in trouble. Now I'm in trouble, Don. Yeah, you got to start the count off. 5, 5, 4. Steelers and Ravens. Is somebody counting on me? Somebody counting
Do you want me to count, Sean?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, 5.
Deshaun Elliott.
4.
That's 3.
Okay, count again.
5.
Oh, boy, I'm panicking.
4.
Bill.
No. 3. 2. 1.
That little guy. The little safety. He's little.
Got to give the name here, Joe. I'm buying you some time.
I forget.
Joe,
I can't name him.
I got
incorrect.
Him, baby.
I quit.
Was it Arthur Maulet?
Arthur Maulet was the guy I was thinking of.
I was surprised you didn't jump right on Woodson either.
Well, Woodson's the obvious one. I'm panicked here, Donnie. I tried to play a strategic game. Here's what I thought. Because you are very good at those types of questions, I thought you'd get cocky and say, oh, I'll outname you there. You won the game right there. Congratulations. That was a good play
Thank you, Joe. That was a fun one. You had a fun little comeback going there.
You guys want to hear some of the other names?
Yes.
On the list? Mm-hmm. Okay, alphabetical order. Chris Carter, not that one. Deshaun Elliott.
From the Post-Gazette? Okay.
Yes. LJ Fort.
Oh, yeah.
Corey,
he was good.
Corey Ivey.
Yeah.
Steven Johnson, a current Raven. Desmond King.
Oh, yeah, the corner.
Yeah.
Carnell Lake.
What? He went to Baltimore?
Apparently.
Did you know that, Donnie?
I didn't know that. I would not have guessed
Arthur Maulet.
Yeah, he was
Jeremiah allowed. Moon.
Bad Moon Rising.
Bad Moon Rising.
Jerry Olsofsky.
Yeah.
Patrick Queen. John Simon.
Mm.
Jarrell Williams. Rod Woodson. And Chris Wormley.
How many could you have named, Donnie, realistically?
Probably around that same number you gave. Maybe 6 or 7.
If I had said 5, what would you have said? I can name 5.
I probably would have gone for it.
Okay. I went a little high. All right. Good game. Really
was
a good
a fun
game.
One.
Thank you, Sean. Wonderful questions. I thought that they got better, honestly, as the game went on.
Thank you, guys.
The ones I got right were your best ones.
Red Zone Redmond and John Dwyer.
That was a big answer.
That was.
I had momentum there.
Do you
there.
Guys want the bonus question? Just
yes.
for fun?
Yes, we do. Sure.
First meeting ever between these teams was in 1996, September 8th. What was the quarterback matchup?
19, what was it?
1996.
1996.
I think it was maybe the second game of that season.
Was it, I'm going to guess, Testaverde and Tom Zach.
That is correct.
Oh, my God.
Bang, baby.
Wow.
Vinny Testaverde.
Wow. I'm speechless on that one.
That was a good pull right there. That was.
Yeah, Donnie. That put an emphasis on your win today. That really did. Tom Zach against Testaverde. I would not have gotten old.
What a bad. What was the score of that game?
Yeah. 7-1.
7-2, I think. Now, I'll have to investigate that, but I would imagine it was one of the many low scoring games these teams have played.
All right, Donnie. Good game. Next up, put your money where your mouth is, your mouth where your money is. However that goes, we're going to take a look at every single wild card game, including this one. And I'm going to give you some over-unders for Steelers-Ravens, plus the remaining college football game, which is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll be, of course, one more after that, but we don't know yet who that'll be, so we can't say who's going to win and by how much.
31-17 Steelers over Ravens with those quarterbacks.
Tom's
at the
with
helm.
A big day.
Yeah.
All right. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie, you have a message for the people.
I do. Thank you, Joe. Hey, guys, it's Donnie Football here. Even if your team doesn't score, there's always another way. That's with the BetParks app. Playing all of your favorite casino games, blackjack, craps, poker. How about slots themed after hit TV shows like Peaky Blinders and Breaking Bad? Right now. Right now, join me, Malzi, Black and Gold alums like Max Starks and Charlie Batch on the BetParks team. Another big college football game tonight and a whole weekend of pro football playoff action, including your Black and Gold being big underdogs tomorrow night in Baltimore. Bet on more than the score, player performances, touchdowns, and more. New users, download the BetParks app right now. Get up to $1,000 in casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. Play all of those favorite casino games. Bet on all of your favorite sports. Casino bonus must be wagered. See BetParks.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 and in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Michigan, Maryland, or Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.